You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your crowning achievement today on the single best day Chris Cody has ever had as the executive producer of this potentially multi-million dollar outfit that nobody knows how much they own out of, and nobody likes the most recent hire of an employee.
Maybe, but it's nothing personal.
Maybe he can explain it to us what all of this is worth.
Yeah.
There seems to be a reason that he would walk into this mess and
he's been dying to be here,
hated by everybody. Be hated by everybody? By Adnan? Who does Adnan hate? Chris Cody, you work with him on Cinephile. Who does Adnan hate? Seriously.
Adnan hates people that always criticize him. Like, this is because he's been attacked. Like, Adnan doesn't just go about, like, I hate people. He's heard things that David said, and yeah.
I missed the segment, and I'm truly baffled that this was all over a movie take.
I'm telling you, it's worth it.
It's all over Grand Canyon.
No, it's, the movie take he had was worth having all of this happen. Like you said, over a movie take, it was that bad of a take.
It's not worth these headaches for me.
But what I love,
somebody was trying to.
We had a great segment.
I agree with you. I should fire him.
No,
it's such a bad take.
But what I loved was
fire him for the take.
But what I loved was Mike Schur came on after that and was like, you could tell he actually liked Grand Canyon, but he was like, I can't be agreeing with David Simpson. Yeah. So he started like criticizing Grand Canyon.
Yeah, he's a pushover. He'll go where the applause is. He's a coward.
Well, it's not even that. Adnan has like a tick. Like, if you say the name of a movie, he's going to start just spewing out facts that sound very passionate in a very positive manner.
Well, but this is the thing with Adnan, okay? Because I know Chris Cody has had trouble wrangling him on his podcast. Where'd you just go? Why did you
I was being an EP. I had to go handle some business, and I heard you say my name, so I had to whip back around.
You landed.
That's how the life of the EP goes, Dano.
Chris Cody
Someone's calling my name in the other room, but I'm like, nope, the big dog needs me.
We need to double his shares after today. He has been doing a circus act for the last 4 hours trying to make the show stay on the rails.
Let me just explain to the listeners what it looked like from our perspective. You know in Back to the Future when you're just looking at nothing and then all of a sudden you hear bang, bang, and you see the car just come out of nowhere and slide to a stop? That's what it looked like because the chair was empty and then I heard a...
No, this is the part you don't understand because of where you're sitting.
Lunch is here.
No, Jessica will speak to this.
Where I was going.
Yes, wait a minute. I know what happened and I'm going to explain to everybody what happened because nobody had the view I did and no one saw Jessica jostled when you landed back in that seat with your ass running away from lunch, you nearly crushed that woman. You shook her and
the big guy needed me.
She was happy for your leadership, but you dented her. Your ass hit the side of her in a way that had to have left an indentation. Jessica, that did not hurt, did it?
No, I'm fine. My head is spinning right now. This is all because of Grand Canyon.
She looked like Indiana Jones, and he was the boulder, just like trying to scurry out the way.
I've learned from Mike Ryan in this, you just got to seem important. Like, all right, I got to do something. Everyone good? You good? Tony?
I'm good,
all
coach.
Right. All right. I'll be right there.
Nobody seems more important than Mike Ryan.
Oh, please.
Sure.
Well,
I'll be right back.
Okay, so let's talk about this for a second as he goes to Hollywood.
He said he has a 12 o'clock.
Mike or Chris?
Mike Ryan, Hollywood beckons. Mike Ryan is making LA meetings happen, and it is. It's all gone to his head, correct? Is that what's happened? He's trying. You guys don't want to talk about this either. This is the same ground as the Samson ground?
Let's talk about it because I've heard he's been wearing that tomato suit everywhere. Everywhere.
He only has one.
He has that one suit.
He doesn't. I don't think he has nine. You're going to break out nine suits that are really meant. Tony, what are you laughing about? Is it the same suit? You can't wear the same suit.
You can't
it's
wear
Chris.
The same suit, but also it's like, oh, he's doing LA meetings. For who? For us? For him?
For what him. Suit? No, it's for him.
It's definitely
hanging
for
out
him.
With a wrestler in the same Zoom screen.
Oh, man. That was
uncomfortably close.
One of WrestleMania. The most awkward interviews we've ever done.
What was that? Why is he hanging out with wrestlers?
He looked like a ventriloquist dummy.
They looked like a tag team.
He looked like a ventriloquist dummy, and Cody Rhodes looked like a ventriloquist who wasn't very good because the dummy just sat there limp, staring into the camera while he talked.
What happened?
It was also weird that Mike had a blue suit with like a maroon shirt, but then Cody also had a blue shirt with a maroon tie. It's like he tried to match him, but didn't. It's weird.
The handkerchief or the pocket square is trying too hard, correct?
Yeah, it came with the suit. You can leave it at home.
Chris Cody, where are we? What was I calling you about? I don't even remember anymore. I'm worried about Jessica and the way that you've got to be careful in that job. Jessica, you seem startled. The earth moved.
My team's good right now, Dan. You're good.
This,
carry on.
This situation has been one of the funniest I told you so's of my career.
What'd I say? Laughter. The key to life.
I mean, a handful of basketball questions, rapid fire, because I just want to give people maximum information here. When people believe in Miami Heat culture, 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 and that's why people come here and that's why Pat Riley wins, and I tell you that that California taxes are 13.3%, so Steph Curry is paying $6 million in taxes this year and has paid $40 million just in this kind of tax that he would not have to pay in Florida. Is it Heat culture, or is it that they always have that advantage in the salary cap age, that they're going to save that much money in taxes? Like, that $6 million this year, and for in a salary cap sport, that seems to be a pretty huge advantage if you're selling people on Florida as a place to play.
Other than Jimmy Butler, I don't know of any player who came here because of the culture, right? Like, Jimmy Butler, maybe LeBron came here because he wanted to play with his friends, and his buddy told him, you know, we can do some things here. And I think he was surprised by the culture and eventually came to appreciate it, but said, I want my own version of it somewhere else where I'm not subjugated to it like I was here for 4 years. Same thing with Chris Bosh. I think he was just happy to play with his friends and be in a winning environment after not winning. As far as people like, no, I'm coming here for the culture, I think it's only Jimmy Butler.
So you're saying it's tax break?
It's tax break. It's a fun town to live in versus some of the other
locations.
That's
a lot of money, though. By any standard, paying $6 million in taxes this year. I know Steph makes a lot of money, but if you tell somebody that and you're in a salary cap sport, I put them next to each other, Miami's offer becomes better immediately if you're both offering the same thing.
Absolutely. Also, by the way, Golden State has a very strong culture. They just don't brand it with the word culture, but they have a very strong, distinct culture that you have to fit in. And if you fit in it, it's great. Their culture isn't, you know, boot camp and all the stuff they do down here.
No, it's Steve Kerr being player friendly.
Yeah.
Ally friendly.
Human friendly, right? Like, hey, we're all people. This thing we do is just our job, but we are actually people who have interests and encouraging that and all that. And I'm not saying one way is right, one way is wrong. It's just different approaches, but they're doing the same thing.
No, I would say
they're doing the same thing as they're doing here. It's just a different kind.
I wouldn't say one way is wrong and one way is right. I would say one way comes from Pat Riley's era of caveman basketball, and the other one comes from Steve Kerr's era, where he learned the things having his dad shot at war, that basketball, even when you play Michael Jordan, is a silly thing on the side, and holy shit, America's falling apart. I guess I'm going to have to be a basketball coach who was a general manager and a coach, and I'm going to speak on all these political issues because we're all human beings here, and sports is supposed to be a platform for larger societal shit.
But at the same time, a lot of Steve's philosophies are informed by who he played for. Yes, he played with Michael Jordan. There was no nonsense and all that stuff. But he played for Phil Jackson, who lit incense in the locker room and gave people books to read that had nothing to do with sports to try to help visualize who they were as people. He played for Greg Popovich, who cares about societal issues and cares about, you know, those things. So even though I would say both Chicago and, you know, some, they were pretty strict. San Antonio is pretty strict.
No, but it's fair to say. It is fair.
Those cultures are closer to Pat Riley in terms of some of the regulation and strictness than they are to what Steve Kerr has. He's just taking the best of all the world.
It's fair to say, I think, that Steve Kerr, because he had the same job. We're going to talk to Derek Fisher here at some point about getting a job or an opportunity where you have an experience. You have no experience, and the contract is 5 years, $25 million. I think they both signed it at the same time. They could have made their choices.
Yes.
And they got the same exact amount. Yep. Stan Van Gundy didn't take that job because I want to work with ownership in Detroit. I don't trust these Golden State people.
No. Stan got the double role. That's what it was. Stan wanted, I want say on the personnel, and the Warriors said, no, it's just a head coaching job. And that's why Stan went to Detroit.
What you're saying, I'll abbreviate it, is that Phil Jackson, incense guy, and Greg Popovich really probably did some parental teaching to Steve Kerr about the culture of sports. I mean, I don't mean to infantilize Steve Kerr, but he learned how to lead in environments where he wanted to be treated like a human being. Mm-hmm. He wanted to be respected as a human being, so that's how he coaches, correct? Like, that's how he leads, that's how he runs that organization.
I would say that's how he leads because I worked for him and that's how he was. It was a very egalitarian society, right? Like me, a basketball ops assistant or whatever my first title was there, and, you know, David Griffin is the assistant GM and Steve is the president GM. And when we came to that table, everybody and everybody in between, if you had an informed opinion, your opinion was heard. It wasn't always like followed or agreed to, but it was respected enough that it could be said, where there are other organizations where someone would speak up like, why are you talking? Much like many podcasts, the people on the other side of the glass, they chime in once a show, maybe. Whereas here, we're all right with our producers scaring off the new talent and basically laughing at him until he's upset.
All right,
culture.
I don't know how to lead. I don't know how.
Did he put that on us?
I don't know. How to my plane. Culture, and that is a sound for those who don't know, because it's been it has been a sound that we've used a long time around here, but it was in Mothballs. That is actually something we used to play when anyone was long-winded. That's the reason that sound is in the library.
Get off my plane.
And Amin just hijacked the whole show. And Chris Cody, executive producer Chris Cody.
I'm standing up on that. Hey, I'm standing up on the show.
Standing ovation. Yeah. Excellent job.
Actually, Dan, you forgot to plug Dominique's podcast earlier.
Wow. Look at that.
He is a competitor. He's a competitor, though. Yes, I mean,
the Dominique Foxworth podcast. Oh. Check it out. It's a great show.
It's not Fox and Friends?
We should have done it earlier. Yes. But, I mean,
okay, we should have done it earlier. Also, what the fuck am I going to do about Samson?
Back to this.
I got a lead. Yeah, I got a lead.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah, see ya. Okay, great. Great.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.